Today on the podcast, we're talking about your definition of success and how to expand it. Hello, and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the beautiful Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I'm learning about and teaching about in my everyday life so we can all find a little more balance and bliss and confidence. Thank you so much for being a part of this community. If you enjoy this podcast, I truly appreciate you subscribing, leaving a review on iTunes, or sharing with a friend that you think might enjoy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So let's talk success. I'm going to guess that we've all felt inadequate at one time or another, whether we were starting at a new job or a new school or we're learning a new skill. There's times where we're like, okay, am I good at this? Can I do this? Am I really there? And often the self-talk that happens there is that, you know, we just think we're not doing enough. We think that we're not getting the results that we want. And I was thinking about this in a couple different capacities over the last week. The first one, we talked about on the podcast a few weeks back about intrinsic versus extrinsic motivation, and that when we are motivated extrinsically by external factors, by the outcomes, then we actually have a lot less satisfaction and happiness in our life. And this relates to this definition of success, because very often our definitions of success are extrinsic. We want someone to tell us that we're doing good. We want someone to pay us for our services, to appreciate what we've done, to say thank you, to be jealous of our fancy house, or to be, you know, envious of our fancy car, or whatever it is. These are all extrinsically motivated situations. So I see this as a very closed off view of what success really means. And the other piece that has been coming up for me recently is from this book called Shambhala, Way of the Peaceful Warrior by Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche. So that last name is Rinpoche. The book is called Shambhala. And he's a Buddhist monk that founded the Shambhala lineage of Buddhist meditation. It's very popular here in the United States. And in this book, which is truly one of my favorites, he keeps kind of saying again and again and again that we have to stop being ashamed of being human. And the first couple times I was like, okay, yeah, sure. And then I was like, oh my God, he's still talking about this. He's like, we're on chapter 7 and he's still talking about how we're so ashamed of being human. And I was like, okay, what's that about? Where is that coming from? And you know, at first glance, you might not say, oh yeah, I'm so ashamed of being human, but what would you think if I said, well, are you ashamed of being you? Are you ashamed of the places that you're not, quote unquote, succeeding? Are you ashamed of your weaknesses, of your faults, of the times that you don't show up, right? And then I was like, oh shoot, yeah, sometimes I'm ashamed of being human. Yeah, sometimes I am a little ashamed of the fact that I'm not perfect, of the fact that I don't always win, of the fact that that I'm not always showing up as the person that I really want to be. You know, those days when I phone it in and it doesn't feel good, does not feel good at all. And so there is a little bit of shame that happens there. And how this relates to our definitions of success is that, you know, when we see this bubble that is success and we say that we're outside of it, that is a shame in ourselves. That is being ashamed of being human and ashamed of being ourselves. And again, often this relates to the fact that what success looks like is something that is very extrinsic, is something that we can really see and tangibly feel this result of. And so something that came up then with a client this last weekend was, how do we expand the definition of success, right? Like, how do we expand what success looks like? Because success might not look like what we thought it did. It might not be the exact beautiful car or house or the job promotion. Success might be maybe something more intrinsic. Success might be more of how you show up, of what you're doing, of the attitude day to day, and that it can be a wider definition than what we had. And when we give ourselves that wider definition, actually we lose some of that shame of ourselves, because if I sit there and I say, you know what, I am showing up. I am trying my best. Sometimes I fail, but I'm really committed day in, day out. Well, I lose some of that sense of, God, it sucks to be me, right? I lose that sense of shame and pick up a sense of pride and a sense of pride in myself in the most positive way possible, right? In the most positive sense of pride that you can get of simply accepting myself, accepting my abilities, accepting my actions, and being okay with what the outcome is. Right, that success doesn't have to be outcome-driven, it can be process-driven. Process-driven. So expanding our definition of success, ultimately, it's not about like everyone gets a medal for participating. Expanding your definition for success is about saying, hey, like I'm proud of me. Like I don't need someone else to tell me they're proud of me. I can be proud of me at this moment. Of course, there's nothing bad with hearing others, you know, tell you they're proud of you or getting positive affirmation. Definitely not. There's nothing bad with having a nice house or having a nice car. But we want the success to expand to a place where there's kind of no such thing as failure, right? Where as long as we are living and breathing, we are a success. And that's where we lose our shame of being human. And that's also where we stop getting pulled around by these external things that most of the time we don't have control over. And instead, we can be really fully present and proud and strong in who we are. So I would invite you to take a look at this, to really think about what success could be, whether that's in your work life, your personal life, all life. But what would it feel like to expand your definition of success to something that, one, is fully under your control and even better, maybe doesn't even require all that much? Meaning that can success be I am breathing? Can success be I am human? And, you know, I guess I'll say I don't know if I'm fully there yet. I do still have a lot of goals around how I show up when I teach, how I show up in my relationships, but what I have started to get rid of, which I feel very proud of, is getting rid of some of that, well, if only two people show up to my yoga class, that doesn't mean I'm a failure. Success is no longer two people show up to the yoga class. Success is that I showed up, right? So that's a different definition of success and a different ability to be successful. There's a different percentage or likelihood of being successful, right? Me showing up, way more likely to happen than the certain number of other people showing up. So expanding that definition of success, losing the shame of being human and instead being proud of exactly who you are. Heavy stuff, but good stuff. And it's a life's work. But I don't know about you, I'm excited to keep doing it. I would love to hear what you think about this episode, about this message, how this plays out in your life. And you can always send me a message over on Instagram. I'm at BeHappyHealthyHuman, or check out BeHappyHealthyHuman.com to learn more about this, to talk with me, because I would love to continue this conversation with you all as a dialogue. Because it's a super important topic that I'm pretty passionate about. So I hope you have a very fabulous day. Sending you lots of love and light. And that light in me very humbly bows to that same light in each one of you. Namaste.